Hare Krishna. All right, here is the article and podcast which I mentioned, promised yesterday. You'll see two letters in the announcements section, and I'm responding to these. One is for a shorter one, which I'll read from a Nitai Das. Another one is from an anonymous source, and I'm responding to them primarily because of the erroneous and offensive principle that they espouse, which is that they know better than Srila Prabhupada what going back to Godhead and preaching Krishna consciousness means. And then the secondary faults there are the faults of information, faults of logic, and faults of practicality. And these letters refer to the class that I gave during Vyas Puja, in which I mentioned that Srila Prabhupada's promise that we should, if we chant 16 rounds without offense and following the regulative principles, that we'll go back to Godhead is real. These letters challenge that promise of Srila Prabhupada, which was one of the reasons why I brought it up, although at the class, although it wasn't in response to these questions, because or these challenges, because they've come afterwards. They follow on from that. Anyway, let me read both of these letters and then discuss them. The first one came on May the 13th from Anitai Das. He says, I don't agree. 64 rounds is the standard of all of Acharyas in our line, Lord Chaitanya himself. This is simply encouraging people to chant just 16. Why not promote the chanting of 32 rounds a day and working, excuse me, or 64 rounds a day? Chanting 32 rounds and working a typical 9 to 5 is possible and not difficult at all for a devotee. Promote these japa habits rather than making people lazy. 64 rounds and go back to Godhead. Attain madhurya ras. Okay, the second one. And for those of you who are Prabhupada followers, then just keep your hat on. As far as I know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all the way up to Rupa Goswami, never made such a promise of 16 rounds, go back to Godhead. They are all eternally liberated souls, Manjaris. They never made any such promises. Such a promise is not there. Even Gauranga did not. They did, however, stress 64 rounds. Lord Chaitanya's standard also was 64 rounds. What kind of example is ISKCON setting for its devotees? Okay, chant 16 rounds, and you will go back home. Don't worry, you are allowed to be lazy. The bare minimum is okay for entry into Goloka Vrindavan. Maybe for Dasyaras, Lord Chaitanya came to give us the conjugal relationship. I see initiated disciples of yours and other ISKCON Swamis chanting less than neophyte devotees who realize that one must try to aspire to chant 16, 32, 64, 128 rounds a day. 64 rounds, go back to Godhead, would be better. At least it would make people think, okay, I need to chant more and more and more. We must chant 24 hours a day. That is the goal. Very sad to hear this. They will chant 16 rounds and go back to Godhead. Eventually, maybe the next life or the next. The standard of 64 rounds should be reintroduced to all devotees, not just the sannyas order, and emphasized and preached vigorously, rather than promoting a lazy attitude to chanting. The standard in the parampara is 64 rounds. Okay, so this is outrageous. Not only is it outrageous, it's also offensive. It's offensive because it challenges that this person, name I don't have, knows better what is the intent of the parampara and what it takes to go back to Godhead than Srila Prabhupada. Not only that, he says that this promise was never made, therefore Srila Prabhupada never made any such promise. He implies that the other personalities are eternally liberated souls, and Srila Prabhupada is not, and therefore Prabhupada's statement runs contrary to the statement of the Manjaris as well as other members of the Acharya, including Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Sampradaya. He states clearly that if you only chant 16 rounds, maybe you'll get Dasya Ras, but you'll never get Madhurya Ras. In other words, whoever this person is, he dares to criticize the acharya of the Krishna consciousness movement, the person who's no doubt empowered to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, the person by whose grace he knows about Krishna consciousness, not by anyone else's, and is able to practice Krishna consciousness, albeit not of a very high standard. And since this person doesn't know how to formulate a question without being both critical and offensive to the acharya, it should be understood that his chanting, whatever numerical strength it has no real spiritual strength, because he makes nam aparad without thinking twice, by committing offense to the acharya, by committing offense to Vaishnava, by committing offense to guru, namely Srila Prabhupada. There is and would have been a way to phrase this question which doesn't make an attack to Srila Prabhupada and a challenge on Srila Prabhupada's spiritual credentials. That could have been stated that I have full faith that Srila Prabhupada says you chant 60 rounds and follow regulated principles, you go back to Godhead. But why then was it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other acharyas emphasized 64 rounds, when it seems that that would have been the minimum criteria for perfection, purification of the heart and going back to Godhead? That type of question, like all questions properly placed, is admissible because it doesn't completely dismiss the value of your question by the very way in which it is being presented. But it wasn't, and therefore I have to address this primary point, which is more important, is that a conditioned soul and even a liberated soul will not challenge the words of the acharyas, will not consider that he knows better what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meant when they talked about chanting 64 rounds and going back to Godhead. They will not think that they know better what these personalities said than Srila Prabhupada. But rather, someone who is a follower of Srila Prabhupada, which this person is obviously not, will know that acharya, guru, member of disciplic succession means that in essence you're not changing anything that your predecessors has given. What to speak of here, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Prabhupada is not following Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. What an insult. Of course Prabhupada is. And when Prabhupada says 16 rounds for regulative principles, he is following. But we should try to understand how it is that Srila Prabhupada is following and why it is that he's making this particular change. But certainly that I, an ordinary Vaishnav at best, an aspiring Vaishnav, how can I dare to think that just because I see some numbers, I read some statements in some books, that therefore I understand better than Srila Prabhupada, that I've come to realize that Srila Prabhupada has made a mistake. Our basic principle is that you cannot understand Shastra, you cannot understand the previous acharyas, unless you go through your acharya. Therefore, our inherent and our basic faith or Shraddha is that when we go through Srila Prabhupada, we're seeing the predecessor acharyas. We may not be able to understand how things that appear to be contradictory to us are not so. Then we have to actually inquire about that. But that has to be the basic premise. And that is the process of sadhu vartmanu gananam, of following the sadhus, of starting out on the path, following the path of the acharyas. Just like if I want to go on a road, if I want to go on a path, I have to put my foot on that path where I am, not where someone else is. And where is it that I am? I am behind my spiritual master. I am behind Srila Prabhupada. So I place my foot on the path, in the place, and in the way that he has also placed his foot on the path, and therefore I shall get to my destination. So here is the inherent and very offensive approach in this to this entire question, which really disqualifies the person from even asking anything further. You cannot ask things in an offensive way, especially not by committing an offense to a great personality like Srila Prabhupada. This is basic Bhagavad Gita. Tatvidhi paripratena paripashnena sevaya upadikshanti te gyanam. This is how you're meant to ask questions. Doesn't this person know the basic criteria? So to make such a statement that this is the standard that should be reintroduced to all the devotees. Reintroduced means jumping over Srila Prabhupada's head. So in Srila Prabhupada's words, this is rascaldom. And it should not be tolerated. All right, I've addressed that point. I could speak volumes more, but I think the message is clear, and devotees will agree with this premise. Let me, however, qualify that by no means is 16 rounds a minimum that devotees should stick to. In other words, that you should just chant 16 rounds. Prabhupada says 16 rounds is a minimum. That means that you should try to chant more. And if you can chant 25, 32, 64, by all means do that. Srila Prabhupada encouraged to chant 25 rounds on Ekadasi. When we go to Mayapur and Vrindavan, Prabhupada said we should simply chant Hare Krishna and read, which means that we have ample opportunity to chant more. I encourage devotees when they go to the dam to chant 32 rounds. I've told devotees that they should have the experience of what it means to chant 64, and even sometimes they can experiment by what it means to chant 128 rounds, just, 192 rounds, just chant 24 hours a day, and you will chant 192. But I'm not going to change what Srila Prabhupada said, and that is that the standard for initiation is to chant a minimum of 16 rounds. Neither will any of Srila Prabhupada's followers. Neither will I change Srila Prabhupada's promise, which he is empowered to give, and let's talk about how and why that is the case, that if you chant a minimum of 16 rounds and follow the regulative principles, you go back home, back to Godhead. Now, how is that? My understanding is that when Srila Prabhupada gives this number, makes these conditions, then he's saying the same thing as Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's saying the same thing in conjunction with other things that these acharyas have also stated and which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also demanded. Here this person says one should chant 64 rounds or chant 24 hours a day. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't tell us to chant 24 hours a day. He told us to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. Chanting 24 hours a day is the business of Bhajananandis. And Srila Prabhupada, when he gave us this order, he gave of chanting 16 rounds, he gave it in conjunction with the need to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, with the need to purify the heart, which is what chanting is meant to do, by also attending Mangal Arti, by greeting the deities, by Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by also attending Bhagavad Gita class in the evening, having kirtan in the evening, that he did not just emphasize simply japa, but he emphasized all of these other purificatory activities which are emphasized by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion, which now I'm talking about preaching, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of our acharyas also emphasized, added Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur as both activities for purification of the heart, just like chanting Hare Krishna, and activities which help give Krishna consciousness to others. So therefore, the schedule that Srila Prabhupada gave us, and if there's more time, by all means chant Hare Krishna, of our Krishna conscious day is equivalent to Lord Chaitanya's request of chanting 64 rounds and the practice of other acharyas of doing the same. It's the same order. The essence, the message is the same. The external format is different. Unintelligent people who criticize Srila Prabhupada for that may not understand that, but they won't get the benefit of their chanting 64 rounds either because they maintain offensive mentality towards eternally liberated souls, towards Mahabhagavatas. Now, some points of clarification. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's standard was not to chant 64 rounds at initiation. He requested his grihasthas to chant 16 rounds, and that was the minimum for initiation. He asked sannyasis that they should chant 64 rounds. In a lecture, Srila Prabhupada was speaking about Haridas Thakur and Raghunath Das Goswami, who chanted 64 rounds a day. Haridas Thakur, 192. Srila Prabhupada says, but Rupa Goswami did not chant so many rounds because he did not have time. Why? Because he had to write books. So Srila Prabhupada implies that Rupa Goswami did not chant 64 rounds. Neither have I read anywhere that he has. Another point of clarification. Here it is stated that someone can chant 32 rounds a day and work 9 to 5. I don't know if that devotee who made this statement does work and maintain a family. My experience with devotees who are working, maintaining a family, and at the same time contributing to spreading Krishna consciousness movement are happy if they can actually have a sadhana in their homes and chant 16 rounds nicely and get time to read Srila Prabhupada's books. Because life is not simply about 9 to 5. 9 to 5 means actually around 7:30 to 6:30, because you also commute to work. It means raising a family. It means giving time to your children, teaching them how to become Krishna conscious, trying to come to the temple for the morning program and Sunday program, doing having Namhara in your own home, using it as a means, as a base for giving Krishna consciousness to others. If you add up the hours, you will be hard-pressed to find a person who can do all these other things that Srila Prabhupada wanted Grihasthas to do, and that practicality demands, and can actually chant 32 or 64 rounds. So by no means are we promoting a lazy attitude towards chanting. Yes, devotees should try to chant more. However, if devotees only chant 16 rounds and they're actually making full use of their time for giving Krishna consciousness to others, for making their families Krishna conscious, for preaching, for distributing books, traveling around the world, doing so many things that devotees do, then according to Srila Prabhupada's order, they will go back home, back to Godhead, because this is the standard in our parampara. The standard in our parampara is not 64 rounds. Srila Prabhupada has defined what the standard in our parampara is. It is chanting 16 rounds without offense, following regulative principles, preaching, attending morning program as well as evening program, regularly reading his books, and then you go back home, back to Godhead. That is the standard, because that is the standard that Srila Prabhupada gave. And if you can chant 64 rounds and do all of that, as all of those things as well, then all power to you. No doubt that is desirable. But if you can't, you will also get the result. And you get the result in this life, because Srila Prabhupada said so. Not because some foolish upstart who dares criticize a Mahabhagavat says so, or because he heard it from someone else who dares do the same thing. Hare Krishna.